Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, June 1st, 2017. With me today, I have Dave Hamilton. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Glad you're here. Brian Chaffin, how are you?
I am also good, and I'm pleased to be here, and thank you kindly.
I am glad both of you are here, and I'm glad all the listeners are here, too. Thank you for joining us, every one of you. You rock. And, hey, we might as well just jump into some topics. And how about we talk a little bit about WWDC and the announcements that just came out today? So the first one is that we have over 70 billion that's been paid out to developers that are selling apps through the App Store. The second one is that Swift Playgrounds is getting support for drones and robots. And it seems a little odd that both of these announcements are coming out today instead of, say, on Monday during the keynote. And Brian, you have a hypothesis now, don't you?
I do, because as you said, these are both bits of developer news, right? And yeah. I mean, like Playgrounds, if I remember, correct me on this, but wasn't Playgrounds originally unveiled during WWDC?
Yes.
And Apple, you know, usually makes how much money they paid out to developers kind of a, you know, cornerstone announcement for the developers. It's red meat for the developers. You know, we've paid out all this money. And yet we're getting them today, and that must mean that there's a lot of stuff coming for WWDC. It just has to mean that, right? Why would they? What'd you call it, Dave?
Well, flushing, I mean, they got to flush the queue, right? You get this big long list of things that you want to announce, and you assign a time that it takes to announce each of those things, right? And then you prioritize your queue and you say, okay, we have to do this, this, and this. And you're like, all right, well, let's say we got 90 minutes and they probably have 120, but whatever, you know, let's say we have 100 minutes. Okay, well, you know, we've got 100 minutes to spend and we've got, you know, 200 minutes in the on the list. So things need to fall off. And when they fall off, a press release comes out instead.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. It's a little magic algorithm there. And
it's a magic algorithm. Yeah, exactly. I think that's how it works.
Yeah. So we got these two pieces of news in particular on Thursday before the Monday that WWDC starts. Yeah. Says to me, we got a lot of stuff coming to WWDC, and I so hope that's the case, because I'm so excited to be excited again.
Yeah. And you know, I don't think these were truly like last minute. Like, I don't think Apple decided to push these this morning, but we got the press release from Lego at the same time, Apple's press release from Lego at the same time, or Lego's PR agency at the same time that Apple's release hit the wire on their website. And this is about Swift Playgrounds, because now it controls Lego Mindstorms and cool. Among other things. Right. But that sort of tells me that it was like, yeah, we might have you at the keynote. No, we're not going to have you at the keynote. So you get to know about this in advance, and here we go. And, you know, that kind of thing.
And all right. So let me go way out on a ridiculous, completely unsupported limb and kind of bounce up and down a little bit.
OK.
People like Lego Mindstorm, right?
That's the thing. Yeah. And Sphero Robot and Parrot Drones, right? These are eye candy for keynotes.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, you know, developers, they're just as much a bunch of big kids as the rest of us nerds are.
Perhaps and, more so. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and we love these things. And again, that's red meat. And for that not to be at the keynote, oh my goodness, that just... And we don't know that it's not going to be at the keynote, but I actually think that what you're saying is spot the heck on, right? Apple's not going to pre-announce anything that they're going to have have.
I think maybe, just maybe, they've carved out enough time for 13 great things about Mac OS 10.13.
Huh. That'd be fun.
No, it'd be awful if it were like the 10 great things about macOS 10 that we got at Macworld Expo, whatever it was,
right,
years ago or something. Right.
I see what you're doing there. Sorry.
See what I'm doing here?
I was hence not my, on the clue train.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that wasn't a good keynote. That was 2 hours and 10 minutes worth of just droning on and on. It was the most boring thing Steve Jobs ever put on stage. I don't think that's their plan for Monday. It was like
Gil Emilio all over again.
It was like Gil Emilio all over again. That's right. Yep.
Still the best of Hitler.
Nope. I don't know what you're talking about, Brian. Anyway, but we'll put a not safe for work YouTube link in the show notes for those of you that want to know what Brian was talking about, because it is funny. I'm informed by your laughter. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, I'll take the fall.
There you go.
And Dave, good for down, you for
the downfall.
For,
is that right, Brian?
I'll take the downfall. Yeah.
Yeah. Smart move, Dave. Maintaining your stance of ignorance.
So, bottom line,
I'm a perfectionist at that. I've been raised that way, and it's kind of the one thing I'm really good at.
I hate to be focused on Mac news, or Apple news, but I'm just going to iterate. This is going to be an exciting keynote, and I'm so looking forward to being excited again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a fun event. And with today's announcements, and Dave, I'm sure you're right. They're fleshing the queue. I think they had been evaluating very recently what is and is not going to be in the keynote. And my guess is that they got to the point where they're like, okay, this, here's what I'm hoping. This hardware thing that we thought maybe we wouldn't be able to talk about quite yet, we can, so we have to bump something else.
Right.
Right, right. Like the Siri speaker, for instance, is supposedly not going to ship until later. But I think Apple would have a really good reason for showing that early WWDC. A couple of good reasons. One, get people excited. Right. That's important. That is important right now. And two, go ahead and put the kibosh on this momentum that Amazon.
Yeah.
In particular is building.
Well, and I'll add a number three to that. If you're going to let developers code for this, do the same thing you did with they did with Apple TV. You announce it early, give developers early access. They can start coding for it. So you have apps ready to go when it ships.
Right.
Well, so that's kind of an interesting thing, right? Because I think this Siri speaker has a lot more in common with the Apple TV than it does, say, you know, an Amazon Echo or any of those types of things.
Dave, that was the most beautiful transition into the next topic that I could possibly imagine.
Yeah, well, it's true, though, right? Because this speaker... What we're hearing about it, and you know, we've been hearing these things, they've been trickling out for a while, but certainly in the last month, and then of course yesterday, even more of it. But a month ago, you know, we got the note that Mac Rumors posted from KGI analyst Ming-Chi Kuo. That's how we say
it. We do every time.
Okay, good.
We have no idea.
I know, right? Yeah, we have no consistent idea. We're just consistently that. Yeah. A month ago, it was excellent acoustics performance and specifying one woofer and seven tweeters, right? And computing power similar to an iPhone 6 or 6S. So that second part, I want to come back to the first part, but that second part speaks to exactly this, that if you're going to have that kind of computing power in your speaker, that's beyond just being a smart speaker. Remember, you know, Sonos speakers, even almost 10-year-old, 9-year-old Sonos speakers, so with 9-year-old CPUs in them, still today are first-class citizens on a Sonos network in your house, meaning they can do all the things, Apple Music, Spotify, all the streaming. They sound great. They can do the whole TruePlay thing where it tunes to the room and this, that, and the other thing. So... if you've got that kind of CPU in a speaker and it can do all those things, imagine what happens with an iPhone 6 caliber CPU in a speaker. It certainly means that apps are possible. Now, we don't know what kind of RAM it has or anything like that, but this door opens, and you know, I see this, and then add in the fact that this thing has, you know, 8 speakers. Now, I keep coming back to Sonos because they're the only ones doing what I think Apple might be able to do in your living room. And you can like write us at observations@macobserver.com or tweet us at TMO Daily and tell us all about how Bose and Polk compete with Sonos. I've tested that stuff, so I'm going to disagree with you just as a matter of fact, but you can say that. But Apple,
what Dave is saying is you can say that, but you're wrong.
It's just wrong. Yeah. And anyway, Apple could compete with this, but you know, Sonos's flagship Play 5 speaker has 6 speakers in it, 3 tweeters, 3 woofers, right? The Echo from Amazon has 1 woofer and 1 tweeter, as does the excellent sounding Sonos Play 1, right? So if this thing has 8 speakers in it, that tells me that it's built to send sound throughout your room. Now, we don't know the orientation of these. We don't know the shape of this device. I mean, we don't know a lot of things. But Mark Gurman and Alex Webb yesterday at Bloomberg wrote that this thing is going to support virtual surround sound technology, which is similar to what the Sonos does in their Playbase and Playbar, and even a little bit in the Play 5, just to spread the stereo field, where they've got these speakers aimed in all these crazy directions, and then there's a DSP, a processor, inside of the device, a CPU, if you will, that decides what to do with the sound to make it sound like it's coming from a much wider source than whatever the actual box that contains all these drivers is. So to me, this means this Siri speaker A is certainly a reality. And I think we will see it announced. I think we'll see it Monday, but if not, I think it's going to be within the next, you know, 3 to 6 months. And I think this is more of a living room device than a kitchen device. And when I say kitchen device, I mean Amazon, Google Home, you know, the whole Echo product line, the Google Home, all of that stuff. Handy in the kitchen. Don't get me wrong. I think this thing's more for your living room, more of an entertainment device than a order my groceries device.
Yeah, anything with that kind of sound footprint,
yeah,
if you will, is I agree with you there. But I sure would also like to see the small satellite devices that can be in the rest of my home.
Well, there's not right. And it's possible that Apple's got a product line of Siri speakers either in production or certainly in mind. And, you know, that could be a thing because you want the ability to play your audio content throughout the house. I don't just want to say music because, you know, we use Sonos for a lot of things
and control your house, too.
It's not just
about playing music.
No, it's not. It's not. But if you're going to put 8 speakers in something, you're serious about this thing being a music playing device.
I wrote in my piece, Dave, that with talking about the surround sound story that was coming out of Bloomberg.
Yeah.
That also this is not going to be cheap.
No,
this is not going to be Dot cheap. It's not going to be Alexa cheap. It's not going to be Google Home cheap. And
they've said that too. Ming-Chi Kuo said higher price than Amazon Echo.
Right, but that means that you're
which is Apple's $149.
$179.
But Apple's not expecting us to buy 4 of them for our house, or 3 of them for our house.
Okay, or maybe so they like, are.
I mean, it depends on who they're targeting here. I know lots and lots and lots of people who have many, many, many Sonos devices in their home. You know, it's not rare for somebody to have $2,000 worth of Sonos hardware in their home.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I don't know how big that addressable market is.
No, I agree. I mean, well, certainly Sonos. I mean, they're a private business, but they do over $1 billion a year worth of business. So, I mean, you know, there's serious.
So they're doing all right.
Yeah. All right.
I know that's chump change to Apple. Right.
To Apple. Right. I mean, it's money that the three of us might possibly kill for.
Right.
but yeah, we don't already have
sure
all of the money.
Might.
We don't have all the money. That's right. Yeah. Like Apple does.
Like Apple does.
Yeah.
One more thing. Apple has been slow to give developers access to stuff, right? They generally speaking, they introduce something and then they hammer on it themselves and then they start letting developers have access to this. I kind of would be surprised if Apple gave developers access to the Siri speaker that we're expecting out of the box.
In the old days, I would agree with you, Brian, but we're in new days for Apple. And they may consider this something like an extension of what they've already done with Apple TV. Therefore, it's already open, and let's go ahead and give developers access right away.
Could be. Sure. Why not? I'd be surprised. I'll stick by that.
All right. And while you would be surprised, I wouldn't be surprised. So, Dave, I do like the idea of Apple making this high-end audio system and then selling what Brian was talking about, satellite speakers, to go with it. So Apple can extend their reach beyond the living room and into the rest of our home, because Apple has said they want to be everywhere in our home, everywhere in our lives, and that certainly extends beyond our living rooms.
Yeah. 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 I'm excited about this. You and I have had conversations for years, Brian, about how Apple has started and stopped a project that internally or externally has sort of trickled out as a Sonos killer. Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so this has definitely been on their radar. And I wouldn't call this a Sonos killer. I might call it a Sonos competitor. But, you know, Sonos supports all the music services, including Apple Music. I don't think, a new device on the market is going to kill them. I think it might, in fact,
it might actually legitimize the market, so to speak.
Yeah, and help explain it to people in an easier way. Yeah. Right. So, I'm excited about this. I think it'd be great. Yeah.
I'm excited too. And all three of us, we're going to be at CES, WWDC next week. And so we're going to have keynote coverage, and we'll be doing coverage throughout the week. So you need to be sure and tune in to Daily Observations every day. And then on Wednesday, Apple Context Machine, because Brian and I will be talking more about WWDC then. And Dave, I'm assuming that the next time you and John Braun get together, that you'll be talking about WWDC, at least some on Mac Geek Gab.
Well, it'll be the next time after the next time, because yeah, we've got a Mac Geek Gab before we I go.
You have one this weekend, so you not this weekend's, but next weekend's. But still, listen to this weekend show because it'll be awesome.
It will.
Yeah,
I agree.
Hey, we're out of time, so we need to wrap up. Dave, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me. Fun stuff.
Oh yes, and Brian, thank you for being here as well.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yes. And listeners, I'm so glad that you were here. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We will see everyone again tomorrow.